fulfill the mitzvah.
Nachem Goldstein, Yitzchak Torah, 42.
So that's the right way of the Torah. That's not using the Torah for material benefit. And the other one was, if you learn in order to teach others, not to keep the knowledge just by yourself. So then now and he brought the sources of the Torah, starting with Chesed, ending with cases of Chesed. Chesed means goodness, helping others, yes? And in the middle of the page here is saying, V'od yesh bazeh davar muflag bechokhmah. Saying, in addition, there is something which is very high level by the wisdom. Ki ha-sechel lo yugbar ve lo yugdar, hefech ha-geshem shu yugdar. Yes? The wisdom is not limited. Opposite of the materiality, which is limited and can be defined. Yes? So, I will try to bring, always when we bring examples, that's more easy to understand that. Example which we used many times already in the past. Let's say I went yesterday night to a restaurant with someone and I had a very good meal, supper, okay? So if someone will ask me tomorrow, what are you saying about this restaurant? I said, oh, that's very good. I have been there 2 days ago and they choose the chicken or this portion, which was very good. Okay, I remember that. It was tasteful, that I will tell my friends about that. But 6 hours after I finished the eating, or 8 hours, I will be hungry again. Yes? That's limited, the enjoyment. And even also my memory. Because let's say if someone will ask me month ahead, do you know a good restaurant? I can recommend him. There is specific there. But after 3 months or 1 year, I will forget already. Yes? Okay. Differently than spiritual enjoyment. Let's say I've been once at... I will give practical example. I've been at Siyum Mishneh Brura Dirsho that we are learning, which was on Arena. Arena, it's a sport hall. Yes? So where there are, let's say, 20,000 people, and where orchestra, there's more players with 50-something members. So where five violin, and tuppim were two, and trumpets were five, and singers were 10, and there was pictures, movie on the back, and I saw Gdolei Torah, and everyone danced, and were happy, and I can't remember that even a few years past. Yes? I remember 10 years ago I saw Rav Steinman coming into to have the major hall, sport hall at Tel Aviv, I forgot its name, okay? So he came there and gave short lecture. I remember everything. Yes? It was so funny that he came, and there was their group of soldiers of like Mishmar HaGvul, that they were invited to keep everything okay. So because he was 97 years old, so they told him, now the rabbi, one of the famous rabbis, is coming, please make a circle around him, like empty space that he will be able to go. And the orchestra starting Yom Melech Toysif, but singing for him, and everyone standing and jumping and wow, excited. So they know about stars, about for singers. Mm-hmm. Okay, so they are expecting, who is this religious group star who is now is going to come, and then they see very skinny person, 97 years old, almost walking difficultly, and someone holding his hands and walking back to help him walk, and they are taking him to put him on the chair. They have to raise him up because he doesn't have power, and people are wow, like out of the mind already. Then father jumping and singing for him, to respect him. So it's strange, yes, because usually you are expecting if someone, I don't know, like, I don't know the names of singers, but the QS, okay, it's different, okay, they are also jumping, but here, what this skinny person is doing for you, yes, but for us, his level and high levels that, and what he was giving speeches and all what he taught. I was every Shabbos used to look at Shul, his book, Ayelet HaShachar on the Chumash, and I had enjoyment for an hour or two just going through two pages. I succeeded maximum of what he wrote on the parsha. So that I won't forget that all my life. And I try to imagine why, what he is thinking while all this ceremony is going around him when he came in. And I thought to myself I suppose he is thinking, are you normal? Why, what's this, the darkness and the lights, red, blue, what's going here? I thought I was invited for Mishnebura occasion, yes? Mm-hmm. So I suppose that's what he was thinking. Okay, so that's the difference between spiritual enjoyment and physical, yes? Everything. If someone was printing, was writing a book, printing that, or he got degree on university, he will remember that much longer than he will remember the lunch at the restaurant. Why? Because that's spiritual achievement. Yes? So that's similar to the idea that he's saying here, that the wisdom which is spiritual is not limited, and not defined. Opposite of the materiality, which is limited. Ulkach amar b'lishna kama, that's why Chazal said on the first explanation, Shim lama Torah lishma, if his learning Torah was l'shem mitzvah, for the mitzvah, hava Torah l'sichlit, asher ha-sechel en lo geder v'gvul, and the Torah represents God's wisdom, which is not limited and cannot be defined, because that's much higher than us. So that's considered Nikre Torah's Chesed. That's Torah of goodness. Ki haChesed el haKol ve'en or geder v'gvul, because goodness is without limitations. Avalim limud shel Torah la'anato ha'gashmit ma shaya. But if he was learning in order to prove himself, to be proud on others, like to have a benefit for himself, then as en ro shetikre Torah's Chesed, then it's not consider the Torah of goodness. Kasher ha-geshem yesh lo gvul, the same as material is limited, the material world. Uleika de'amre, according to the second explanation, im lomed ha-Torah she'etz lo, if he's learning to have privately this knowledge, bedavar ze yesh gvul ha-Torah, now he's limiting that, because the Torah is only by him. So that's not suitable, ve'en ro'i she'tikare Torah t'chesed, she'ha-chesed mitpashet b'li gvul. Chesed is something which spread out without limitations. V'kasher limud ha-Torah mitpashet l'achim, but when is what he learned is continue teaching to others and spreading that, as he toyas chesed, then is that considered Torah of chesed. Harei, so what comes out, l'lish nekama kasher osek b'Torah lishma, v'Torah b'atzma hi ha-sechel, asher ha-sechel lo yugbar v'lo yugdar, l'fichach nekret Torah chesed. According to the first explanations, once again, when he is busy with the Torah, lishma, the Shem Mitzvah, and for the Mitzvah, and the Torah be'atzma, the Torah itself, is the wisdom which is not limited and can be not defined. Ulefichach, that's why nikre Torah chesed. That's why that's considered Torah chesed. V'im osek b'Torah shelo lishma, but if he is learning not for the Mitzvah, רק להנאתו הגשמית, just for his private own benefit, so בשביל שינהגו בו בכבוד, that people will honor him, אין ראוי שתקרא אתו אז חסד. Yes? וללשון השני, according to the second explanation, נקרא תורת חסד כאשר התורה היא להשפיע על אחים. According to the second explanation, the Torah of חסד is considered when that's to influence others. שהשכל השפעתו אל הכל, because the wisdom and is to can influence even others. ולכך נקרא תורת חסד, שהחסד מתפשט אל הכל. The same as goodness is spread for others. ולכך השכל העליון מתפשט אל הכל. ולפיכך ראוי ומחויב שיהיה תורת האדם כאשר ראוי אל השכל העליון. That's why it's obligated that the Torah which we are learning should be like the wisdom, upper wisdom, higher wisdom of Hashem, אשר הוא מתפשט אל הכל, which is spread to others. וכך יהיה תורתו על מנת ללמד אל הכל. Next page, למה בעלי.
But this sounds like it's insinuating that you have to learn to teach others.
Not immediately, but that's the next step. After I know, if I'm able to teach or if someone asking me, of course I have to help him.
But isn't there a concept of declining leadership positions? Like Rav Stein, he declines leadership positions.
Just a second. Ken Shelo. What was your the last line of your question?
So the Rav Stein declines leadership positions, and like there's some people that don't seem like comfortable because it says that you should not want these positions. Like Rav Horowitz, he declined Chief Rabbi of the United Kingdom to be here in the yeshiva. So is it necessary to, you know, to pursue this, to want to be able to lead
being the yeshiva, that's another way of spreading the Torah. Mm-hmm. That's okay, that's the same thing. It's not less.
But I wonder if you don't want to like tell someone wrong. Like there's different like customs of minhagim, like, you know.
So the Torah is including the minhagim. So let's say if someone asks me now these days, am I allowed to eat meat or to make to wash my clothes and to wear new clothes? And telling him that depends. If you are Ashkenazi from Rosh Chodesh, there you have a problem till Tisha B'Av, except of Shabbat. And if you are Sephardi, so only on the week that Tisha B'Av, on the last days the week that Tisha B'Av is taking place. Okay, so I told the customs, and that's both of them relying on Shulchan Aruch and Ramon. Okay.
It's very strange because I figured that the latter, the Sephardim, would have said the whole 9 days, not the week of Tisha B'Av.
It depends. If there is a Tisha B'Av start on Sunday, you didn't have week off, so that's why they're starting week before. But if that's in the middle of the week or on the end of the week, just the week of Tisha B'Av. Okay. Now we are coming back. What we said to teach doesn't mean it doesn't matter. It's not saying to teach 2, to teach 10, to teach 20, or to teach 2 fathers. Each one according to his ability. Yes, there are some rabbis like Rav Steinman that used to teach at yeshiva of 1,000 students. He wrote books that were read by another 20,000. He was accepting people for questions one hour a day. That was another few hundreds, thousands people. And except of that, they took him to journeys to Mexico, Argentina, Tzofat, America, Lakewood, and he was giving their speeches to encourage people to develop themselves. Okay, so his influence was very wide. And also, even that he was so humble. Yes, and there are other people. If someone, what we do here, everyone can influence others and also be at the yeshiva with others and, okay, teach others, be chavrusa with someone. Allah, okay, I'm on page Lamed Alef. Ulelishne kama, I'm on the third line. According to the first explanation, אין להקשות דמשמע כאשר לומד שלא לשמע שאינה תורה של חסד. We cannot ask that it comes out that when he's learning שלא לשמע is not תורה של חסד. והרי אמרינה למעלה דנעשה לו סם המוות. So there is another source. Two definitions, negative definitions for someone that is not learning לשמע. One was that it become to him like sama maves, like medicine of death, drugs. And the other one is that this is not Torah of goodness. Okay, so he's saying no need to make double. Yes, that's a question. Uma chidush baze. What's why you have to say also she'ena shel chesed? So he's answering. The Maharal is answering. Lo kasha. This is not a question. Why? Ki im lama Torah shelo lishma gam ken yesh hazeh sachar. Sometimes person wants to prove himself. Okay, saying you also will get reward. Yes, there is difference. There are two levels of shelo lishma. Yes, not for the mitzvah. Yes, if someone is telling him, if you will learn, you will finish Maseret. The father is telling his son, you know what? When you finish Maseret Boches More, till the end, I will give you 300 shekels. I will take you for a trip. Okay, so he learned for the trip, but it's good also. Why? Because mitoch shelo lishma yavo lishma. Sometimes you are starting without the higher level of intention, and that will bring you afterwards to get used, to enjoy, to influence you. Kids, for example, it's normal custom at least here at Israel at the schools that the rabbis want to encourage them. So they are giving this sweets or begalach or something for the pupils while they are learning, in order to encourage them, to make them more active. I was teaching the 11th grade, and it was the second year of learning more. So I told them, you know what, if you are making repeating in front of me a page of more, I'll buy you ice cream. How do you say Arctic? Ice cream, yes, something like that. So they did many times. I bought many times, okay, bought hundreds, okay. It was good. Why? Because they finished the whole chapter afterwards. Yes, it was good. All the everyone got confidence by that, because he saw after the first one, second, and third time, he think, okay, I'm able to. I just have to make effort. Yes, so. Now the Maharal is coming, we are starting to come into the two levels which are on Shelo Lishma, not for the mitzvah. One which is for negative purpose, like proud. And that's some matters. That's like killing you. And the other one is, are you getting any benefit? So then it's not on the level of Lishma, but but you will get reward. So let's read that inside. Lo kasha, he's answering, it's not a question. Why? Ki im lamad, I'm about the 7 line. Ki im lamad Torah shelo lishma, if you learned without for the mitzvah, gam ken yesh hazeh sachar, you also will get reward of that. As Chazal said, Maseret Shabbat, lamayminim ba orech yamim ve'osher ve'chavod, ika. So the one that is making for the right, yes? It's interesting in English. There is right side, yes, right, yes, right, opposite of left. There is right, which is opposite than false, yes. It's written same way.
Yeah.
Okay. So here is that also something similar to in Hebrew. That's my meaning. If you are going to the right side, the true side, so you will get four rewards. First, Orech Yamim. Yes, no, trip. Orech Yamim means length of life. Then Osher, wealthy. And then Kavod, also Hana. Lamasmilim, the ones that are going to the left, is not to the right intention, but they are learning. So they also will get the reward, which one? Osher veKavod Ika, Orech Yamim Leika. What means not Orech Yamim? Maybe it means Olam Haba. Orechamim, that's Oil Amabe, you're like continue be alive with your Torah, yes, your soul. Velo kama rak shatorah naset lo sam mavet. He wasn't saying that he deserved death. Why? Dekeva d'orechamim leika nasa lo sam mavet, shemivi lo amita, kmo shpirashnu. Saying, it doesn't mean that it doesn't mean that always he's getting the death. Aval yesh lo sachar, he is getting another reward. Dainu osher vechavod. Yes, he is getting well for honor, but not arichut yomim. אין כאן. ועד רבה מביא לאדם מהמיטה ובמקומו עוד הערכנו בזה. That will be explained afterwards. I remember from other places that negative purposes are destroying and you are punished. But if you just like egoistic reasons that you will get reward but less, lower level. ואף, now second paragraph. ואף אם למד לשמה, even if someone was learning for the mitzvah, צריך שילמד לעשות, ולא שתי התורה לשמה מבלי שיבקש לעשות. Also you should learn in order to do, not just the knowledge. Yes? There were people that were learning complicated sugiyot, but they haven't kept. They said, no, I'm learning that just because I'm enjoying the philosophy, but I'm not doing the action of the mitzvah. So that's awful. It's like a Torah of Hashem. Or בפרק בשמי, רבי יוסי אומר, רבי יוסי saying, כל האומר אין לו תורה, אלא תורה, אין לו אלא תורה. The Gemara is saying, someone is saying, I want just the Torah, so you will have just the Torah. What does it mean? פשיטה. אלא אפילו תורה אין לו. The Gemara is answering, no, he will lose even the knowledge, if he means to learn just for the knowledge. My time, what's the result? אמר, רב פופה אמר, אומר קרא, ולמדתם אותם את בניכם, ועשיתם אותם. So you should learn in order to make, to do. ועשיתם. כל שישנו בעשייה, ישנו בלמידה. If you are fulfilling that afterwards, keeping that practically, so then you will be able to learn. כל שאינו בעשייה, but if you are not doing what you learn, אינו בלמידה. ויבי סיימה, another explanation, לעולם כדי אמריתו מעיקרה, כל האומר, אינו אלא תורה, אינו אלא תורה. לא צריכה, דקמה גמר להכרינה, ואז לבעבדי. מה עוד התאימה את לאגרה לדידי, כמה שמלן. So let's say someone was learning not to keep, but he taught others. So we might claim, okay, now give me a reward because my students kept it. So no, he's losing that. Why? Because if your intention was for the positive, to keep, so you would keep by yourself. The fact that you haven't kept and did the mitzvahs by yourself, that prevents you from getting the reward for what your students did. That's for today. Thank you.